Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Sorry for the delay, but we have some technical difficulties here. It's one of the things where you have to sit back and think about the computers and technology. Is it really making our lives easier, or is it just driving us nuts? We've had trouble with Skype. We've had trouble with the internet. We've had trouble with everything today. We're sorry we're getting late start, but we're here now. And the focus of the show is having a close relationship with God and your angels. To have close relationships in your life. Today we're going to talk about how to have those relationships and how to strengthen them. So if you're still there, thank you for being patient, and if you're not, please come back. The number here is 646-721-9031. We have an hour and 40 minutes real still remaining on the show, so if you call back, it'd be great to get you on the line. Like we said before, have a close relationship with God and the angels. If you tune in for other shows, basically the idea of talking about just God and everything that goes along with the ascended masters, divinities, you know, the whole thing. It's just the ideal situation. You know what I mean? So, I'm trying to figure out the whole thing. So, before we're talking about what's going on, if you want to come out of you, so, I get things going here. So, talk about God, everyone goes with ideal of having a close relationship with your angels is just the ideal of sitting down and communicating with your angels just like you would do with your best friend. And it works pretty much that easy. And then the ideal of actually talking with your angel and trying to remember is actually opening up another conversation of another connection with your angels of getting a closer relationship. Today is one of those days where we're going to talk about these things. We're also going to talk about a lot of things. Also, I want to mention that for the 10th caller, you will win a 45-minute reading me. And so call in and win. But the situation that's going on, we're also going to calls in. We're going to do a guitar card, and a whole card there. And that's the card today. But just be patient with us. I do not know what's even going on. We keep losing the switchboard. So, gosh, this is really crazy. All I can think of is Mercury retrograde. Must be messing with everything. It's driving me nuts. You get 45 minutes a day for the 10 caller calls in. That'll be absolutely free. But also, today we're going to talk about angels and how to have a closer relationship with them, to relationships in your life. If you want to call in, give us your comments about that. Great. The number is 646-721-0031. If you just want to call in and ask questions, we are free. Well, like we're having all kinds of fun today, aren't we? We keep losing the I do not know why we keep losing the signal. I have never had this kind of problems at all. We've had a couple here and there, thing, but nothing like that at all. Well, let's get back to the show. Like Tom before, the idea of having a closer relationship with your angels, like we were talking about communication and the books we've been talking about, talking to your angels and reopening that connection or gateway. When we were talking about the inner angels, we were talking about opening up those inner gateways so before we can have the angels work with us to basically create what we want to do, what we want to create in the life. So with the situation going on, it's very interesting. Okay, so like I said before, we've talked about Angel John Randolph Price, which is a very good especially when it talks about the National Angel. I was actually looking at some other books. No? The book that talks about the most is point here. Hello, everybody. How are we doing today? How are we doing? It's one of those days where you're trying to maintain your patience, and it's really getting a little out of control because you keep losing everything that goes along with it when you're trying to get out and get a message across. It's really driving me crazy because I've lost the signal 3 times. I don't know if it's with the system or what. But anyway, venting. Let's get back to the show. Right now we're talking about having a close relationship with God and the angels. We were talking about the book, Super Beings, which is a book by John Randolph Price. I recommend it highly. Go to Amazon.com, check it out, or to Hay House. Forget the book, because overcoming addiction is a power of mind. I was talking about all the things that we have in ourselves, where it's like they're laying dormant, and they just need to be reawakened. By reawakening those gifts that we have, we can connect. I feel like we can connect a whole lot better with our angels. If you've ever read any books by John Randolph Price, he pretty much lives his life listening and meditating and, you know, focusing on his guidance and which direction he should go in. There's a story in the book. I think it's this one. I'm not sure. But there's a story in the book that talks about basically losing a dog. And then the process of listening to, you know, guidance that came to him to find another dog to replace that one, which is not an easy thing to do because we all have a tendency to have these bonds with our animals just like we do our children and our loved ones and that kind of stuff. So, you know, very interesting. But he followed his guidance and basically got a message to look in the paper, found the person who was actually giving away puppies. Maybe not giving away, but he found a place where they could get puppies. For some reason, they were ready to go there. And then it was just almost like the idea of finding almost the identical dog they had before, which is another story for reincarnation, because he felt like it was the same dog, just reincarnated and came back here. And that dog did that several times. You know, lose a dog, go back, and it's like they have the same dog with them. It was almost like a prime example of reincarnation. But since dogs live quicker than we do, you can see how it works. I mean, you sit there and look at these things, and you see these things happen all the time. It's kind of hard to believe that a lot of people don't believe in that kind of thing. No matter how much they see it in front of them face, and how much evidence is put before them, and I don't care what scientists say, you could put physical evidence in front of them, they're still going to question it. And they're going to come up with some lame-ass idea of how it works. I mean, if you ever seen a thing with UFOs and the stories that go behind those, I mean, it's just amazing some of the stories they come up with that you're sitting there going, boy, they really stretched on that one. So, you know, it's the idea of when I sit there and talk about having a closer relationship with God and the angels and have close relationships in your life, once I feel like that you reestablish the connections with angels and God, it just seems like everything else becomes easy. You know which way to go. You know which way to – it's like you know which steps to go down. You know which steps to go up. You know which persons to talk to, which persons not to talk to. And it's not the idea of not talking to people. It's just the idea of knowing which direction you want to go into. And sometimes we just never really cross people's paths to have a chance to even say anything to them. So just the idea of having Hello, everybody. How you doing? I really apologize for the connection being broken and losing connection there for I don't know how many times. It's just driving me up the walls. Anyway, so call in. If you have a comment about the show today, call in. Talk to us. The number here is 646-721-9031. If you also want to get a private reading with me, that's my private number is 932-838-6337. I do relationship counseling. I do relationship readings. I also do psychic readings, tarot card readings. I work with a lot of people without working on the law of attraction, a manifestation, meditating. The ideal of the law of attraction and attracting exactly what you want. We do a lot of work with connecting with your angels and God and everyone that works, you know, basically helping you to connect with everyone around you who looks over you. We were talking about the book Super Beings. Actually, in the book, we talk about a certain meditation where you basically you're opening it back up and saying, I have faith, I have strength, I have wisdom, I'm love, I will, I'm authority, I'm understanding, I'm enthusiasm, I'm imagination, I'm order, I'm forgiveness, I'm life. And then it talks about that you are the Son of God, so therefore, all the powers of God lie within you. You are given this gift. It's just the ideal of now coming back into your own and finding yourself and finding out who you are and finding out exactly what you can do. And then the ideal of being to the point of speaking it and it is done. If you sit there and think about the whole thing, if you've read the book, if you've read the Bible, if anything in the Bible, we've all heard about the storm. There's that the most thing about that story is the ideal of Jesus sleeping on the boat. The disciples were, you know, were freaking out, wanting him to calm the storm down. And the reason we all know about this storm, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the same storm when the waters are calm, that Jesus walks on water. And you know, everybody talks about, you know, there's only been one person who walked on water. And if you actually read that story, you'll understand that no, there's actually been more than just Jesus himself who's walked on water. It was actually one of his disciples, Peter or Paul. I don't know which one because I have a tendency to mix those two up. But I do know that as long as he had faith in his abilities, which Jesus gave him that faith, gave him that strength. And so therefore he walked on water for a short period of time. But as soon as he looked away and started focusing on his fears manifested. And he started sinking in the water. And then Jesus reached over and picked him up and brought him out of the water. But if you also look at the situation too, he also had dominion, which means he calmed the storm. And basically all he did was ask the storm to be calm. And if you sit there and read about Adam and Eve, if I'm not mistaken, they did too. They had dominion over the land, the animals, everything. So we all have these gifts at first. And would rather feed into all the fears. Hello? Hello? Oh my gosh. Hello everybody, how you doing? Well, I hope you guys are doing better than I am, because right now I'm about ready to go nuts. I don't think I've ever lost touch with this whole situation, so therefore, all I ask is you all bear with me, okay? Asking for your patience here. So, like we said before, we're getting back to the whole thing about the ideal close relationships. Jesus of Strong Advocate. If you read Doreen Virtue's books, that is the one person that she focuses on in the first part of her book. And she believes that's how it works. They all work with us. They're all helping us. It's just that when we start talking and communicating with them and acknowledging that they exist, because some people think they have to be grateful for what they do. The angels don't need you to be grateful to them. But the idea of what you have is the idea of acknowledging that you are thanking them for their help. So thinking those things of saying thank you is just the idea of being grateful for what they've helped you accomplish. So we all sit here and think about these things. Like I said before in the book, it talks about a lot of things. But those things in the back, it talks about focusing on who you are. And the book itself is talking about hoping that we can get this whole thing together to help a person get back to who they are. It's a spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening is basically coming to terms and realizing who you are. Not what you've created along your time with your ego. The ego is what, it's like the ego is something, it's almost like looking at the situation and going, okay, there's a lot of people out there, and this is a strong point. I like to get this across too. See, I do this all the stuff before, and I understand that the idea of focusing on spirituality and doing all these things and that kind of thing can kind of get in your head of why am I doing these things? Why do I do all these physical things? Can I just leave? And that's not the problem. But it's one of those things of reinforcing every day, because we are in this human body. And this human body, we've created this ego. The ego is something that it's kind of hard to explain. I've been working on this spiritual stuff for so long, I just focus on the spiritual side. The human body is a human body. The brain, that kind of thing, it's a human thing that creates it creates this personality. It's almost like being spiritual is like going back to the person you was when you were in your teens. And you got to that point where you know exactly who you was. In the middle of all the things that was going on, you know who you were. Then you went out to the world, and then you're influenced by everything else that goes on. And a lot of people have a tendency to go with the crowd. And it's kind of hard to deal with life because everybody keeps saying, this is the way it's supposed to go. This is the pattern. This is society. This is what's in trouble every time. Because it's like getting back to being spiritual is getting back to the thing to yourself. Your angels are talking through you. It's like talking to a medium. And look at the word medium. Medium being in the middle. So basically, messages. So we listen to the information and we pass it on to you. But in a sense, I think we should also take the responsibility of helping other people realize that they also can be medium, but just for themselves. God's constantly talking to you. He's out there. When you're sitting there and you see an accident happen, and you knew you were going that road, but something told you to take another route. Voices. Action started getting better. And really, so what I'm talking about and talking that you got that is your intuition is gonna so it's like you can call circle. Very interesting. And once you start doing it more and more and more, the more you start realizing life gets a whole lot better, and it gets more fun to the point. point where you want to just sit back and see what you can actually do with it. So you see, it's very interesting. It very is. Yes, it is. So the book is called Super Beings by John Randolph Bryce, helping you overcome the limitations to the power of the mind. The power of the mind. What you're doing is as you've gone through your life, you've acquired a lot of thoughts, a lot of things that people told you, that kind of thing, especially the way you were raised. Now we're talking about taking responsibility and say, okay, do you want to do that anymore? Okay, if you don't, good news is you don't have to. And that's what this book teaches you. It talks about going into the situation. It talks about getting a list of exactly information. And there was another good book that I got that I can't seem to find. Okay, here we go. The book is... if you've all been familiar with the book and the movie, The Secret. There was a guy in the book and the movie called John Canfield. He has a book. He has a couple of books. He had a lot of things going on. And he talked about how to change life, and I just, you know, decided to take some of his techniques and use them in every part of my life, not just one. He took a situation where it was like, I want to make $100,000 a year, so he basically focused on that, and what he did was he would focus on it 15 minutes a day on how his life would be if he did earn $100,000 a year, and he would do that for 15 minutes a day. Then he would go the rest of the day he would be in an attitude of gratitude all day. And then he would go one step further, he would look for things to visualize. So he took a dollar bill and turned it into a $100,000 bill, and then taped it above his bed, so it was the very first thing he saw when he walked in. And visualizations are really good. This is another really strong key, where you sit back and you look at the situation and you go, this is great. How can I sit there and visualize on this whole thing? From a personal point, I would like a certain, if I'm about to be a certain way, I design workstations, I work all the time. So I would basically get pins and that kind of thing. And I would sit there and focus on these things. And I've been noticing that changing certain things, like food, and I just started really listening to my angels to the point where I was like dieting. Well, thanks for saying, okay, you only eat tuna and fish and stuff. See, this is the part to do too. When you start focusing on your diet, you start to realize what you've been told and where you come in and step in and go, well, you know, that's kind of crazy. And you just kind of like don't know what to do in this situation. The only thing you can do is put something. You don't live my life 24 days, 7 days a week. You just don't. You don't sleep with me. You don't go to the bathroom with me. You don't go when I go to the job interviews. You don't know these other things. So I have to follow it because it's coming from a that does not have any hang-ups. Baggage, nothing influencing him on his decision. What I do, what he can't honestly say they keep it not happening. So, we've been on for a while. Let's take a call. And, hello, area code. You're on the air. What's your name and how are you? Hello? This is not funny. Why am I not taking a caller on air? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh. What the heck? Why we're on the air. That is freaking. So again, I'm not on mute. Why am I not picking up anybody on the phone? Hello? Can you hear me? All right, let's check here. I do not know what's up. Why are we not? This is just freaking weird. Okay, everybody, deal with me. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is the problem. Because I'm not really understanding why we're having technical difficulties here on this one at all. So, can anybody hear me at all? I wonder if we can call from somebody to tell me if they can actually hear me. All right.
Hello? 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 Can anybody hear me? Hello? This is just freaking weird. Why am I not getting anything here? Hello? Okay. I just don't get it. We're not getting anything here. Hello? 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 Okay, let's try this again. This is getting really crazy. We're going to try. I can't figure this thing out. I just can't figure it out. Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? I swear, it's just really getting irritating. Hello? Hello. Can anybody hear me? Is anybody there? Hello, 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 hello. Why am I not getting anything here? This is freaking...
Hello. Is anybody there? Why am I not picking anybody up? Okay. Well, it seems like we all have everything going on here. I just don't understand what the heck's going on. Is anybody there? Anybody there? Hello? 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 How are you today? You know, I don't really understand if anybody can hear me out there. I'm trying to figure out what the heck's even going on. I'm trying to figure out that for some reason there's no audio. There's no nothing. Which is really freaking me out because I have no idea why. I just turned everything on. My speakers are working great. Let's try this. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear nobody. It's driving me crazy because I can't figure out. I have, honestly, I was sitting here. I've got knocked off I don't know how many times, and I don't know what's going on. I really don't. You know, one thing that popped in my mind was Mercury retrograde. I don't know if we're having one or not, but boy, this sure fits into the category of that one. Nice definition. So, not to take up your time like that, I'm sorry. What's your name?
You can hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, keep talking.
Oh. Hi. My name is Jean. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay.
Oh, my. I was actually just calling in to help you because I could hear you keep saying, hello, somebody talk to me.
Well, I was sitting here trying. There's a person on the line right now, area code 773, and I'm trying to figure out why, or 773, why I can't talk to them. Their mic is wide open right now, and there should be some kind of communication going on. I don't know why not. I'm very confused about the whole thing. I just want to make sure everybody can hear me. Because when things like that happen, I really don't have anything on this side to tell me that I'm actually getting through, except it says my show is still on. You're on, you know, you're live on, but things are not working, so I'm not sure if I should take that seriously either.
Oh, my.
Well, with the situation you got going on, your name's Jean?
Yes.
That's my middle name, Jean.
Oh, really?
Yes, I used to go by Gene because I was called Donald a lot, and I don't like Donald. It's my dad's name. He can keep it too, but so I started going by Gene. I just felt like I should have been called something differently anyway. So I've been trying to talk to everybody and try to get things out there, but I've just been kind of like really, really distracted by what's going on with the because I've been knocked offline 4 times. Skype, for some reason, I've lost that call 4 or 5 times. This is the very first time I've ever had any kind of difficult problems like this. Every other show I've ever had usually went pretty smoothly. And this one here is kind of crazy. I did hear someone say something about a Mercury retrograde, so.
Yeah, that starts on the 10th, so we could be starting to feel the effects of it.
Yes, I think so, too. So, no, what I was trying to say was it was a guy named Jack Canfield, which is, if you're familiar with the movie The Secret, he talks about visualization, but some people have a tough time with visualization, not realizing their imagination, that's what your imagination was actually created for. So you could actually create the life you want by using your imagination. It starts somewhere. Well, he came out with a book called Key to Living the Law of Attraction, which is a really good book because basically what it does, it has a lot of things in the book itself to help you out. I mean, he actually even has a list in the back that you can go over to make sure you're doing these things every day, which is like, you know, when people are always talking about visualization, affirmations are really good for that. Those are affirmations for me. I think it's just the idea of taking negative thoughts out of your mind and putting positive ones in there so you find positive ones intentionally to change those things. So he talks about that. He also talks about start a gratitude journal, so you're constantly always focusing on gratitude. And then you can also get a vision book, a diary, get it right in it daily. Also spend time each day praying and meditating. He also says, stay true to your purpose. Believe in your dreams. Focus on positive. And see, if you only focus on positive things, I believe that's all you're ever going to attract is positive things. So he talks about that, and he said, live in a state of constant gratitude. Visualize the life you desire. Be passionate about life. Be generous. Be happy. Do the things that make you feel good. Find the best in every situation, and I also believe in every situation, every person. Listen to the voice, listen to that inner voice all the time. Let it go where it's going to go. It might not make any sense at the time that you're hearing it, but I guarantee if you follow through with it, it will. It talks about responding to internal and external feedback. Follow through on your inspired thoughts. Be aware of the miracles around you. This is another thing of being grateful for, because miracles are happening constantly around us. Be willing to take risk. Move forward with confidence. Acknowledge the changes you see and feel. Remember the law of attraction. Trust. Release it to God, Source, the universe. So you take all those things and you put them together. What makes it easier is what God put in place for you, is your angels. So see, they all, both of them really have a strong connection. And if you really look at people who really believe in God and Jesus and angels, not the church and that kind of thing, I'm talking about people who actually do believe in Source, you always see a difference. They always seem to know where they're going. Jean, are you there?
I'm here. I was just listening to you. I was actually listening to you, and I had pulled up Jack Canfield has a site, and I had pulled that up because I wasn't familiar with the book that you're referring to.
Yes, I actually looked it up, too. I was going to tell everybody that, too, myself. It's www.dreambigcollection.com. He's got a great, what's it called? You got the book, Key to Living the Law of Attraction. He's also got a gratitude, a daily journal. He's also got, I like this part of the whole thing, was because he sits there and he talks about, you know, the quicker you can get to the youth and the younger generation, and help them understand and believe this. He believes that a lot of us could have been a whole lot further in our lives if we would have been introduced to this instead of told the opposite. Because a lot of people are very gifted, and they use those gifts, but after a while they've been told for so long how bad it is, they have a tendency to stop doing it.
Yes, I have friends who are struggling with that right now.
And what I was trying to say before we got cut off like three times, I understand where everybody's coming from, because it was like one of those things of awakening for me. It was like always constantly living my life and knowing these things existed, but not really putting my complete faith and energy into them. And I felt like if I would have, things would have been different. And the ideal of saying it's not a constant struggle, it is, because the ideal of living in a human body, it seems like it has a tendency to interfere with it, where you just don't want to do it. You just feel like, okay, what's the point? And even though you've seen miracles and blessings, and you've seen the difference by communicating with your angels and constantly trusting that faith, you see all these things, but for some reason you just you don't want to do the work. So it's a constant.
I think they all get tired, don't you?
Yeah, it's one, because I'm sitting here talking to people too, and I said, you know, the one thing that keeps me going is constantly working. So if I'm actually doing readings, because that's the biggest thing I've told people before, I always push readings, I always push the sessions and working with people and manifestation and doing the workshops and that kind of stuff, because the more I do that work, the more it keeps me focused, because I feel like I'm doing something, I'm contributing, you know? But when I'm not doing that thing, and when I'm sitting around going, okay, why is it not working, you know? When it's probably working, it's just, yeah, because there was one thing that I was reading in the back of this book that made big sense. It made a lot of sense, I'm sorry. It was talking about the law of attraction is always in motion. You have already begun. The future is yours. See it, feel it, believe it. And that was the whole thing. There is an easier way. It's the ideal of really putting your faith in this and saying, this is the way it is. This is what's going to happen. And then saying, okay, if it doesn't happen, I don't care if it happens or it doesn't. I have so much faith that I know for a fact that it's going to happen. So this, and when it talks about, you know, living, you know, being happy with your life, that means you have to be happy before these things happen. You can't attract happiness if you're sad. you know.
Well, I think like attracts like, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. So, I was telling people when I do relationship counseling, I said, the reason I want you guys to get rid of all your baggage is because when you go into the relationship, wouldn't you like to enjoy it?
I think so.
Yeah, you don't want to sit there and go, okay, let's be therapist. No, just don't be therapist. Let's sit there and be responsible for ourselves and the person we're going to be involved with and say, okay, I need to do this. You really love people? You really care about people? Why would you want to hang on to these things? Look at people who sit and walk around being victims all the time. They're always talking about how bad their lives are, and they're trying to suck everybody into the whole thing believing the same thing. So basically they're actually doing the opposite of what we're trying to do, and they don't like that. I've had a couple of clients I've actually worked with who basically got mad because I pointed out the problem really quickly, and they wasn't really expecting that. And then they go, okay, I'm not ready to deal with that. And I said, yes, you are, because you're here. Something, I said, we're crossing paths. This is happening. That's happening. And these things are happening for a reason, and you're just not willing to accept that. So I said, you are ready, but this is a point of talking about being selfish. I'd rather hang on to all my craziness, all my baggage, because I just don't want to let it go. And then getting mad because we can't have these other things. I had an ex-fiance who was really bad about that whole thing. Why can't I have these things? And I kept telling her, look at your friends, or I call them so-called friends. And I said, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing. I'm just saying, look at people around you. If you have people around you who are comfortable with the way their lives are and what's going on, and here you are trying to have more, you're hanging out with the wrong people. So it's the idea of looking at those situations and asking yourself, what are those people getting from me? They're getting all your attention because you're doing exactly what they want you to do. Until you get back to the point of saying, I'm going to do what I want to do. And people have a tough time with that too, because I've always taught that when we're younger, that's being selfish. There's a difference between being selfish and being focused.
Right, and then as you grow older, you do things because you want to fit in. So,
yeah, so that's what I'm telling people. When I sit there and say, go back to when you're 18. See, when you're 18 years old, you had this ego. But I think at that time, it wasn't really fully developed, so you really listened to yourself more. Because a lot of times, I remember a lot of times where I would sit there and go, I play music for about 10 years, and I was a lead singer. And the whole time, I didn't notice, if I wasn't doing this kind of work, I knew I had some special gifts from the time I was 10 years old from a drowning accident I had, but at the same time, never really did a lot of things, but I did notice that I was always saying, like, okay, a lead singer does this, this, and this, and this. And I said, no, they don't. I do what I want to do. So I had a little bit of it, okay? You know, instead of telling me, well, you can't have a girlfriend when you're in a band. Yeah, I will. I believe in relationships. I love relationships. So I was sitting there going, I believe that I'm a better singer and I'm a better person by giving. So a relationship was one of those things too, giving too. So I was like, or we would hire people. I remember this too very closely. We had a couple of people that we were going to hire, and I always had this thing when I was in the band that I'm the manager, but at the same time, it's a band, so there's four or five guys here. So whatever the vote was, I went along with it. But I knew there was a couple of times, like a bass player for one, I just knew he was going to do something. And I just knew for a fact that he was going to do us in, and he's going to turn his back on us. And they were all like, you know, like, he's a great bass player, he's a great person. I said, I know, but I said, I just have a bad feeling about it. Something he keeps telling me, he's not really what you think he is. But I was outvoted. It was like six of us, and it was 5-1. And I said, okay, guys, I honor what I say, and I go along with the vote. And sure enough, 6 months later, man did us in.
Uh-huh.
It was basically like stealing equipment and all kinds of stuff. And he basically turned his back on us. And they looked at me like, well, why didn't you push the issue? You could have saved us a lot of times. I said, I don't think you guys were actually listening at that time. And I think that's the whole thing too, you know, listening and listening and listening. But there was a couple of times like that. So I knew those things were there. I knew what was up, and I always did. I always knew about people. People got mad at me. I think people got mad at me more because they couldn't understand how come I did know. So they were kind of on defensive all the time. So that's a hard thing to do when you're very intuitive, you're very, you know, do psychic work, that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't realize that. People are scared of you. But it's all it's like a stigmatism, basically. Everybody's like going, hey, you know, I saw this on television or this kind of stuff. And it kind of drives you crazy because they're not really listening to their intuition or their angels or their guides. Or like I've told people before too, they was talking about, you know, they said, oh, so you've heard God, and they kind of say it in a sarcastic way. And I said, you know something, when you have something, when you're doing a reading for somebody and you're, and this lady's asking you what can she do to give up, what can she do to herself to get a man, and you hear this voice that comes in your ear, it says, ask her if she believes in me. I don't, you know, I've gotten to the point where I didn't question it. I just looked at the lady and said, hey, do you believe in God? And she said, yes, I do. I said, okay, would you give up God for a man? And she said, no, I wouldn't. I said, then why would you give up yourself? And she said, she never thought about it that way. And I said, you know something? That was some really powerful, powerful, really powerful information. That was a whole lot more than I was. I was just the person that was passing it on. But the idea,
you know, I love what you just said. I'm going to use that. I love that.
Yeah, and I can't. I told a person one time before, I'm tired of psychics saying they can't be 100% right. Sure, there's a part in there where you're human, but I believe if you sit there and listen to the information, if you're getting information from God and the angels, how can you sit there and say it's not true? We have a tendency. I'm just saying in general. I've dealt with and worked with psychics who have a tendency to back off the information because of the reaction of the client. If the client's not happy, they back off and go, oh, maybe I'm wrong. When they're being wrong.
I've always said I would rather have the truth and be, you know, prepared than have someone lie to me, you know, just because they think it's going to make me happy.
No, I understand that one.
That's just me. You know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when you start listening and you start doing and you put the two together, it all seems to work out and life always seems to get better, better and better. And if everybody could do that and change to the point where they just want to love everybody unconditionally instead of always putting conditions, you'd probably listen to your angels a whole lot more too. Instead of always, because conditions always have a tendency to question everything.
Wouldn't that be beautiful? That would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would.
I think the mic on that next call, do you hear a baby? I hear a baby.
Yeah, I do, because my granddaughter just walked in.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it was the mic.
So it's one of those things, everybody on the air, to say hello to my granddaughter. Say hi.
Hey, baby.
Say hey, Peyton.
Peyton?
So you hear the voice? Do you hear that?
Hi, baby. Oh, how sweet you're just doing.
What? What is this? Okay. This is called You're on the Radio. She's quiet now. But, yeah. So did you have a question today, or it was just the ideal of liking the topic?
I did have a question. I was late coming to your show, but I was hoping you could tell me. I have a 16-year-old daughter who is involved with someone that I'm not really crazy about. I don't think she's going to get hurt with him or anything like that. I just feel like he's not the one for her. I feel like he disrespects her and, you know, things that she needs to learn on herself, you know, to, like, stand up for herself and, you know, that kind of thing. I was just hoping you could tell me how long you see them being together.
And I'm surprised that they've been together this long.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, because they break up like every other day, so it's just like...
Yeah, it's one of the things you wish somebody would sit down and talk to the girl and say, if you had a bond and a connection with somebody, then you'd have it. You wouldn't keep questioning it all the time. And it's one of those things of almost like, you said, I get a lot of drama with that too, where it's constantly enticing each other or baiting each other.
Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is I'm mom, and if I tell her that I don't like him or I don't want her to be with him, that's just going to push her, you know, further towards him. I have to be as neutral as I can.
Right. You might want to try the situation where you just look at her and tell you understand how she feels in the situation. Instead of being defensive, too.
Hi.
Yeah. You like that one, too? I'm just saying, because the baiting kind of thing, she seems to do that with a lot of people. Where she does things to pull you in. So the more neutral you are, and it's a great thing to just sit there and tell her, you know something, I went through the same thing you did. I know exactly how you feel. I don't agree with it. I don't care about it. But I do understand where you're coming from. And you're going to figure it out on your own. But at the same time, I can't stop being your mother, so I'm always going to say something. Because I really care about you.
Okay, I'm sitting here shaking my head. I feel like you could see me. okay, I will try that. So you don't see them staying together then? It's not going to turn anything like serious or anything?
No, this is not. This is like one of those. This is one of those things that she's going to meet another guy. I actually get really soon too.
Oh God, I hope you're right.
He went down or what? Okay.
Oh.
Not that one. That's trash. No, I was just saying. So with the situation and that kind of thing, I would definitely really try to, I guess it's one of the situations of biting your tongue. Because it's all going to work out and she's going to figure it out. And it's one of those things of letting her come to you. Instead of, you know, sometimes you feel like you're butting in. I don't think you are. I'm just saying. Sometimes there's times where we should say, okay, what you're saying is true, and you should, you know, you feel like you should say something, but I also feel in the situations you should also just stay out of it, because it's just she's learning. She's already learned from you. She's already seen how you deal with things. So that's another thing you got to look at too. Is she doing a lot of things that you've done yourself? I get the impression.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the old "I want you to learn from my mistakes" thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people don't understand that whole thing where you're just trying to keep them from going down the same pitfalls you did. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a single parent?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was getting that because I was like, geez, you know, you feel like you are... It's like you have everything on your shoulders and you got to do something about it yourself. Relax. I like it.
I try, but you know, it's hard when you have to be mom and dad and doctor and Indian chief, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I do. But it's one of those things where you got to do it, and you look back on it later on, you'll love exactly what you've done. It was the best choice you could have done.
Right.
Where's mom?
Okay, well.
I can't see what you're trying to get done. Oh, well, I'm just trying to sit here and figure these things out. But I'm, you know, with your situation, yeah, I want to get to some other callers. I didn't want to rush you off. But, and your number is really, I guess it's the way you want it, right? You don't want anybody to know your number because it's all these ones across the board. I'm like, I like her.
Oh, because I'm on Skype, that's why. It usually comes up with 111.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. Now I know why. Because I saw it before. I've seen a couple of people doing that. So everybody can't have the same number.
Yeah, because I'm calling from Skype. But I'll let you go, and I thank you so much for taking my call, and I appreciate your advice.
And please call back and let us know how it goes with your daughter and everything. Plus the ideal.
Okay, I'll call you back as soon as they break up.
Okay. Yeah, but that could drive you crazy because you said they break up, and they get back together, they break up. So you want to wait until they're done permanently, which I feel
exactly.
Like...
Exactly.
She's going to meet somebody else who's going to question her, make her question about this guy that she's been hanging on to and realize no reason she's been hanging on to him because she's scared she's not going to find anybody.
And you know what? I think you just hit the nail on the head with that because that's what I think too.
Yeah, so it's just all of us having patience and letting her basically fall into her own potholes, I guess. But she'll come out really good.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. All right, let's try the 7. This is driving me nuts. 773 area code. Are you on the air? How are you? You there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm sorry. I thought I was still listening to you and the other caller. Hello?
I'm here.
My question was basically, and and relationship question. I wanted to know basically what you see for me and the person I'm dating right now. We were doing okay for a minute, and then he brought up us having kids, and I kind of rejected that, like, you know, well, if I do happen to get pregnant, I was going to get an abortion, and, like, we were arguing about, you know, like, just him. I kept asking him, was he cheating, and he would say, you know, that I'm not like every other guy you dated. And so, like, now he says he's not mad, but I can see that he's still mad. Like, he's mad. He just doesn't want to admit to being mad. And then he's, like, just gotten so distant. And, like, he'll still tell me he loves me and he'll want me to spend the night at his house and stuff. But it's, like, I just feel like he's pushing me away. So I kind of want to know, like, what's going to be the outcome of this, if things are going to get better, so when, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, it seems like the situation you got going on is a crazy one, because it's like the biggest thing I pick up is the idea of having children with this guy. It would be like raising another child.
I'm sorry, what?
It's like the ideal. He wants to have kids. I feel like if you have kids, let's say you have one, you actually have two, because you'd be raising two of them, because he actually goes spoiled brat himself.
Well, actually, I'm sorry, I really didn't hear what you said about the kids part. You said what?
I was saying that the idea of having children with this guy is one of those things I would definitely not want to do, because he acts like a child himself.
Yeah, I mean, my thing was, the reason he thinks that I feel like he's not worthy enough to have a child with, but that's not the issue. The issue is that he already has kids. He's much older than me. You know, he's born, okay, we're both Tauruses. Our birthdays are 4 days apart. But he was born in 71, and I was born in 89. And he has kids that are my age, and I just can't see. And it's not like he has two or three. He has kids, you know.
Right.
So I just can't see myself having a child with someone that already has so many children.
Right. No, I understand that. But it's almost like he has a complex, too, that if you don't have a child for him. Because the one thing I keep picking up the most with him is that he pushes you away because he's not getting what he wants from you. I just feel like he needs to be more honest about the situation and why it's so important to have a child.
I mean, he told me that. He said the difference would be, first he asked me to marry him, and before he even asked me to have kids, he's been asking me to marry him for at least like eight months now.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of, every time he asks me, I'll be like, so how about that Bears game? You know, like, kind of blow it up. And so he told me that the reason that he wanted me to have his child is because he wants a family, and the difference between me and he said he thinks the reason I don't want to have his child is because I feel like I'm going to get treated like all the other baby mamas that he has. And I told him that that wasn't my concern. Like, I don't dwell on another female. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what you've done to her as long as you don't do it to me. And he's like, well, he liked the difference between you and them are that he was like, I have feelings for all of them, but you're the only one I've been in love with. And I don't know. I just feel like he's so distant. Like, he's kind of pushing me away right now. And, like, he'll be like, I love you, and come spend the night with me. But that's about as far as it'll go. He's like,
right.
Silly.
Now, I'm just saying, the feeling I get on the whole thing is it's something that shouldn't be pursued. I feel like that, it's almost like getting a really bad feeling about the person not being totally honest. What is his first name?
Desmond.
Desmond?
Yes.
What's your first name? I'm sorry.
My first name is Portia.
Portia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the situation is, I just feel like in the next couple of months, how long have you guys actually been together?
Well, how long have we been dating, or what do you mean, been together?
Actually, what I mean by that is, how long have you guys actually been together? Because dating, that's just part of the whole thing of being together. You guys been together for longer.
Yeah. We've been together about 2.5 years. We've been dating for about 1.5 years.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't see really things getting any better. I just feel like in the next couple of months, for some reason, that something's going to come to the light where you're going to see him differently. And it's not good. It's like the situation. One thing that really hits me hard is when he sits here and talks about he cared about those women, but he wasn't in love with them. But he still did the things he did.
I mean, he didn't, don't get me wrong, like, to my knowledge, he still talks to all of his, the women he has kids by, like,
mm-hmm.
they don't have a bad relationship, as in, it's not like a bickering, evil type of relationship, you know?
Right.
But my thing is, like, to me, they were just stupid. I mean, he's living, okay, when he,
right.
he got all these women pregnant, he was living with an older woman that was about 40, and he was 16. She got pregnant by him, but she was the type of woman, because she was older and didn't want to stop his life, she let him go do what he wanted to do with other women as long as he came home at night.
That's crazy.
And basically, like, all these women that he was involved with, it wasn't like he hid it from them. He didn't lie to them. He's not a liar, you know. He's a real honest person, and he couldn't lie to them. They stayed all on the, say he stayed on the right side of the street, they stayed on the left side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all his baby mamas stayed on the same block, so it wasn't like he could get out of line to them. They all knew that they were pregnant by him at the same time. And then after they had his first kids, they went on to having second and third kids by him. Which I think is retarded, because I'm never going to be one of those type of people, but to each his own.
Okay. So you practice birth control?
Well, I was, and then, like, he started every time, like we don't have sex, like, on an everyday basis, nor is it, you know, like, all the time. It's not frequent, you know what I'm saying? We're
right.
not, like, always having sex when we're around each other.
Right.
But when we do, I usually take my birth control pills with me. But now what I've started to notice is the times that I had taken my birth control pills with me, he'll hide them and say, well, he don't know where they're at. He hasn't seen them.
Mm-hmm. Well, stop letting someone else take control of that situation. I'm just
like,
saying,
it won't be like that, like, I'll go to the bathroom or I'll fall asleep and I'll wake up like, oh, my God, you know, it's time to take that pill. And they'll be missing.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of, when I sit here and look at a situation like this, nobody's responsible for nobody else. So, therefore, take responsibility of yourself. That means him. That means you. So, the idea of birth control is your responsibility as much as it is his. I mean, it seems like he's, see, the whole thing is, he doesn't lie to people. That's great, but he's still deceitful. The idea of taking someone else's personal stuff and hiding it for his own benefit, that can be really, that's hurtful to me, to have someone doing that to somebody, saying, okay, I want you to have a child. We've discussed it. Basically what he's saying is, we've discussed it, and what you said, I don't go along with, so therefore I'm going to do what I want to do.
I mean, like,
that's the child.
The times that he hadn't hit my birth control, like, it's been times that he'll let me keep it, but what he'll do is, like, I'll be, you know, talking to him, and I'll be like, you know, well, my birth control, you know what I'm saying, I need to go get some more. And he'll wait till I run out, and then he'll be like, well, I can't take you to go get any more. I lent my car out to such and such person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
understand. No, I understand. But see, my thing is, it's like being abused. And I think the idea of a guy hitting a woman one time is one time too many. The idea of being deceitful one time is one time too many. So when you sit there and look at those situations and you ask yourself about this person is not respecting you all the time, and it has to be a constantly all the time thing. And because people say, I love you. Love you is mean I love you all the time.
Yeah, because he'll give me, like, the times that he has taken me to get my birth control, he'll be like, I'll have my birth control and I'll be taking it. And then he'll be like, well, what, you know, birth control is only so much percent accurate. So what are you going to do if that one chance, that 1% you get pregnant. And I was telling him, like, oh, I'm going to go get an abortion.
Uh-huh.
And he'll, like, be, like, real distant. Like right now he's not talking, like, because we talked about kids, and he said, I think you're pregnant. I think I know, I have enough kids to know when a female's pregnant, and I think you're pregnant. And I said, well, I only slipped up one time, and I took it like,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I could not be pregnant. He's like, I think I would know when a female's pregnant. Look how many kids I have. I will know. He's like, I think you're pregnant. And I'm like, well, if I am, then I'm going to get an abortion. And then he was like, you know what? I don't even want to hear about that. Like, I don't even want to talk about that.
Well, the ideal too. That's a good thing to talk about as well. The center saying that, well, you know, maybe you should take responsibility and wear a condom. If you don't want me to go out and have an abortion and you feel like it's that bad, then why don't you prove a point?
Yeah, he said, he just told me, like, I don't want to talk about that, you know. I don't want to hear about it. So I said, I thought we talked about this when I asked you, would you go to my appointment with me? He said, I didn't know you were talking about no abortion. I don't believe in it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. I'm like, what did you think I was talking about? I sent you a text message telling you that I decided I wasn't going to get a regular abortion. I was going to go and get the abortion pill so I could stay at home and have a miscarriage. And he said, I didn't get that text message. And I looked at my phone and I forwarded back to him and I said, you did get it because you got it on this day.
Right.
I'm like, the message is time stamped. So he's just like, I don't know, he's not talking to me right now. And then I guess it didn't make it any better that he put on his Facebook page he was engaged. And I kind of was like, I don't know what you're putting that on there for. Like, I don't believe that you're just with me. He's like, I'm not like every other man. I don't have, you know what I'm saying? Just because every other guy cheated on you don't mean I am.
I know, but he talks too much. Let him prove a point. His actions should dictate exactly who he is, and telling everybody just makes me wonder, that's all. To see the thing I was talking about before about God and the angels, this would be a perfect opportunity for you to do the same thing and ask for guidance in this situation, because it's like asking yourself, why am I still with this person with all this situation and the drama? I mean, it seems like you're destined for happiness. And this guy here seems to be manipulating a lot of things that he wants to do, and he wants the way they want, you know, what they are. I think you're just going to go along with them. So what I'm saying is, I would definitely ask your angels to help you see what's really here and see what's. Well, I've done this myself with guardian angels. I actually, it's called a guardian angel letter. You write the guardian angel letter. You say, dear guardian angels, if you have names that pop in your head, more than likely that's a connection between you and your guardian angels, what their names are. And then you sit there and put down in the context of the letter exactly what you want to happen, what you're looking for, the answers, that kind of thing. And then put down sincerely, thank you in advance, sincerely, and then write your name. And then burn it. This is your way of delivering the letter. But what I would do...
I'm sorry, you said write a letter to my spirit guide, basically, and take a lighter and burn it?
No. Well, most people don't understand that part, because it's like, when you write the letter, they live in a different dimension. So what you're doing is you burn it. When it burns, the smoke, it's like mailing a letter.
I understand what you're saying. I don't have a set religion. I'm not a religious person, but I do read up on different spiritualities and different religions. So I do understand what you're saying, because they have that in certain Wicca books when you read them. Like, you can, it's something you say under the letter, then you hold the letter up over your hand and it'll send to that person or to the spirit guide. Basically, they'll get the message in another way.
Well, see, I usually say guardian angels, because I believe guardian angels are like us. They talk to each other. So it's just like asking your guardian angel to go with him and talk to him, see if you can get a situation out of this whole thing, of telling you how he really feels. Or just ask your guardian angels to give you clear signs on how he really feels and which way you should go. Because I've done it before, too. I just tell everybody, make sure you're open for it, because you will get an answer. I've gotten answers, too. Like, I've had relationships where I was like, I want to know how she really feels. And then I find out how she really feels. It wasn't what I was thinking it was, but I finally got a true answer that I couldn't dismiss. It was just an obvious sign. They said, this is the way it is. And it made it easier for me to walk away. And the same thing, too. If it's really true, then it makes you, it gives you confidence in committing completely to that person. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, also, with the situation, I pulled up the Nine of Swords for you. The Nine of Swords, I just feel like you're looking for answers. And it's like these swords are representing a lot of things that are going on in your life. So that's why it came to me really quickly about the Guardian Angel letter, of getting some really quick answers so you can start dealing with these situations and start moving forward again. Because it seemed like you're kind of like in a stagnant stage where you're not really moving forward. Or it's really slow. But I feel like once you really make that connection, I feel like things are going to be moving forward again. Alrighty?
Yes.
And keep in touch with us and tell us how it goes. Because, I mean, I just don't feel like this relationship's really going to go anywhere. And it has nothing to do with you. I feel like you're a loving, caring person. I just feel like this guy is not really what he keeps portraying himself to be. But it's something you need to see. I understand that, too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. How are we doing tonight? Okay, everybody. Still got about 22 minutes left in the show. Love to hear from y'all. So call in. The number is 646-721-9031. Today's topic is we're talking about God and the angels and how to have a close relationship with them to have better relationships in your life. And really closer ones, too, because, you know, the understanding of what relationships are really all about. Because we have relationships with everybody, and how we interact with other people seems to be always go back to who we really are and what kind of confidence we have to talk to people. So let's take another call. Area code 203. How are you?
How are you doing?
I have no idea. It's been a crazy It's been a crazy show. I'm telling you that. I've been like, back and forth, trying to get this and the other, trying to figure out how to keep the phone lines open. And because my computer would just sit there and go, when you use Skype, I don't know if anybody's ever used Skype before, but when you lose a call and it's dropped, it does this weird noise where it sounds like a water dropping. Doop, doop, doop. As soon as I start hearing now, I'm sitting there going, oh, no, got dropped again. So I was, like, throwing off on that one a little bit. I'm really hoping the last caller understands what I mean. The idea of a relationship ending doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It just means there's something better for you. And that's the truth. So, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Woody.
Woody?
Yes.
And what's your... What was I thinking here? Your birthday.
10-10-80.
10-10-80. Yep. So, October 10th, 1980, right?
Yep.
Okay, and where are you calling from? I don't recognize
it. Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yep.
Okay. So you calling in for a comment, or are you calling in to ask a couple questions?
A question. Do you see, like, any romance coming for me?
The thing that comes up the most, Woody, is the idea, are you ready for a relationship?
Well,
when I ask the question, what I mean by that is, it's like looking at your life and asking yourself, have you made room for your significant other?
I think I did, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if you're in question about it, it's not like it's a right or wrong answer. It's just the ideal. If you don't really think you have, then you should look at that and ask yourself, okay, are you still sleeping in the middle of the bed? Do you still park in the middle of the garage? Those kind of things. And then I got really pulled back quickly of re-examine your own life of anything that you may be hanging on to.
Yeah.
Because I get something that's from childhood. I keep getting about the time you were 12 or 13 years old. I feel like something around that time happened that has a tendency to block you from committing to people completely. Does that make sense?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, sometimes in situations like this, and people don't understand this, sometimes in situations you're sitting there trying to think, sometimes you forget about certain things. I've actually had people, I had a lady who came to my shop, I lived in Colorado, and I sat there and told her that somebody close to her had diabetes or had trouble with sugar. Now, she said no. There was nobody close to her that had trouble with sugar or was a diabetic. And then in the midst of having a conversation with her, when she relaxed, she realized her sister had diabetes. So I'm just saying, if you can't recall it right now, doesn't mean you won't. I mean, there's a lot of things that when I was 10 years old, I'm still kind of working on now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying with the situation in hand, sometimes it takes time to sit down and meditate, ask your angels for some answers and say, okay, is there anything that's holding me back? I do that all the time. I'll sit there and say, okay, this is going on. Or I'm about ready to throw my laptop across the freaking the room because my show's not working or the internet's very slow. What's up? I'm having an issue here, so it's like, what's going on? Because sometimes we don't understand it because we feel like we're doing everything right.
Yeah.
I'm doing the books. I'm reading the books. I'm doing the clearing. I'm working my chakras. I'm talking to my angels and that kind of stuff, and things are just not really happening as quick as you'd like them to.
Yeah.
When I pick up the romance thing, see, I'm not trying to divert the whole thing, but I'm trying to help you out to understand it, that like I told a client of mine one time, I can't be with you 24/7. It's your life, and all I'm trying to do is teach you to look and to listen to your own angels and to ask questions, and don't be scared to ask a question about anything, because you're looking for answers. So if you can't go to the source, then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So when I see this situation, I'm just saying, it's kind of crazy you're born in 1980. That was the year I graduated. some of the things that make you think, huh? I'm just saying, there were some things from when I was 10 years old that it was to the point where I sit down and did some past life regressions and stuff like that and really realized what was going on in the situation, where it was just simply one moment, one bout with guilt that seemed to affect a lot of things over the years. And when that was let go of, it seemed like it was almost like it's like a wind going down a doorway. Or down a hallway, knocking all the doors open. Just all the doors flew open for me. So there was definitely a connection there. I mean, I feel like I'm being pushed to that whole thing of working where you need to work on that, because I feel like the idea of love and romance is like right around the corner. Right around the corner. So I feel like the reason that I'm being directed to tell you this, because they're also directing you to take a look and open your arms, find some books that can help you open up. There was one book, I can't remember the name of the book, so I can't really tell you. I haven't really read a lot of relationship books lately. I've been reading a lot of angel books. But there is one book that I recommend that you get. It's called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Everyday Life. And there's actually a meditation in there. And there's also a lot of meditations in there on how to clear out and heal from past experiences. But there's also a meditation in there for relationships as well, to call in that special someone. So it's almost like homing in on that person and giving you both directions to find each other. Because I keep getting 2 months. And it's at the end of February, okay? I want to stress that. It's at the end of February, not the beginning of February. And it's kind of funny about Valentine's Day and everything, because I was basically going over that stuff with people about hearts. What's a heart mean on the front of a Valentine's? That's actually a representation of your twin flame. A twin flame is basic to me. It's an energy, a force that God created that was so powerful and so bright he couldn't contain it in one body. So therefore he made a man and a woman, and he put this energy into both of them. That's why they're always pulled to each other. And then when you find the person, it seems like there's a really sigh of satisfaction that you connect with with the one you've actually been looking for. So if you look at the heart on the front of a Valentine's card, what that means is the top of the heart is where the twin flames start out. Then the loops that come out that make the heart, those are the twin flames going out into the world. And then they come down at the end where they always end up together. So that's what it means. So what I'm saying to you is, it's the idea of trusting yourself, but they're also leading you in a direction. So therefore, you need to trust your guidance. But I'm just saying, with the meditations and praying and connecting with your angels, and when I sit there and say connect, I mean talking. The idea of sitting here, and when I started reading the angel books and that kind of thing, I would go right to the meditations and start connecting with them as soon as possible, looking for any kind of way to connect with them. Also, where am I at? I had something else I was going to say to you. I have some, there was some CD, there we go. The one thing I was trying to get across the air, too, is a place, it was a company called HemiSync. It's on the internet. The website for that HemiSync CDs is it's www.hemisync.com. The reason I recommend these CDs because, like I said, I'm always looking for ways to open up any kind of connections, any kind of way of communicating with angels. And I feel like the more my mind is clear and the more my mind is focused, the more I'm able to listen and really figure out what they're trying to tell me, which is usually after you try to figure it out, and you do, you figure it out, it wasn't as hard as you thought it was. It was that human side. It has a tendency to try to interpret it and think that this is what's going. That's why I always tell people to focus on the spiritual side, which is the ideal of the spirit. Because I really had a big thing with people where they were talking about, you know, people attract everything in their lives. And then we started getting these topics about lying, relationships, how can we attract to those relationships, people getting raped, those kind of things. And they're trying to say, well, you know, well, you saying, are you saying what they thought attracted that? I've seen people who had their houses burned down for no reason at all, except for all you could trace it back to was they had a fear their house was going to burn down. So, you know, thinking about those things and going back to listening to your angels, if you listen to the angels, that's positive. So therefore, your fears will never manifest. They'll never play themselves out. But if you leave it open, and the reason I was suggesting this thing with HemiSync, because they have some great CDs, go on that website and check it out, because they actually have things on how to connect with your angels, how to connect with yourself. Because I always believe change yourself, change the world. But at the same time, changing also involves opening up more to realizing that there's more helping us and working with us than just here on this earthly plane. There's more. And it's just a way of realizing and opening up the ideal of looking at everything around you and realizing that everything you see, if you really just take the time to take it all in, just reaffirms that God, the angels, and those the other dimension does exist.
Okay. I just have one more question career-wise. I'm pursuing a new career. I was wondering, can you give me anything on when, when things start opening up for me for career-wise?
Do you have a connection between work and your relationships? I mean, what I mean by that is, it's like when you are working, you seem more confident with yourself, so therefore you seem more open.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, what are you doing right now?
Right now I'm a teacher assistant.
I really feel like what I'm picking up with that situation is, you're not really happy with that.
No.
I keep getting this impression you love being in charge. I also feel like you are a teacher's assistant and you're always questioning the person you're working with because you feel like you could do it a whole lot better than he could. You question things about his teaching ethics, I guess. That's what I get.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to deal with working with somebody that you don't trust. Plus, I just don't feel like you're happy with the whole situation. So, what I was saying before about relationships and that kind of stuff, this is another thing. When we talk about God and the angels, this is that situation of looking at and going, talk to them. Say, hey, God, angels, what's up? Lead me to the direction and lead me where I need to go. I've done this so many times. When I was in Colorado, I was looking for a job before I actually got my first job. And I was like, I don't want to do this. But since I have to do this, lead me in the right direction. Lead me to the right job because I don't want to do a bunch of walking out here. You know, help me out, save me some time, and lead me right to where I need to go. Next thing I know, I was walking down by this hotel, and for some reason, somebody just came over me very strongly. I walked in there. I just felt like it was my angel saying, we're leading you in the right direction, so just listen. So I walked in there, talked to the people. Most people will sit there and look at me and say, that's crazy, because this is a tourist town, and we're getting at the end of the season. Nobody's hiring. I always tell people, stop listen to society, quit listening to the humans, and listen to your intuition. I walked into this hotel after everybody told me to create, you know, all this stuff, and I'm thinking in some ways it is. It's like in September when most people are winding down for the season. You know, it was in Colorado. We're going into winter. But I still went in that place anyway because I felt like that's what I needed to do. And I walked out with a job. So you see, if I would have listened to humans, I probably would have still been unemployed. But since I listened to my angels, they always lead me in the direction I need to go in. They always help me find things a whole lot quicker. I did the same thing when I got my shop. I was looking for a table to put in my shop that was big enough because I'd gone from a big shop to a smaller one because I broke off with my partner who I didn't trust. Does this sound familiar? I didn't trust this person. So I walked away from a lucrative. I was making probably close to $3,000 a month myself. Just doing readings. So I just, and I said, you know, I can't work with people I can't trust. And my angels just said, it's time to walk, it's time to separate, and it's time to cut the cord and leave and move on. So I said, okay. And in the minute, and I was kind of like going back and forth. And I stopped listening for a second and started going to different places. And I realized that I was listening, and I was working in some of my friends' shops, just having like having a little corner. But I was sitting there going, this is great, but I like to have my own shop. What it was, I wasn't listening completely because there was a shop that was open, but I didn't think it, I thought it was beneath me, and I didn't want to take it. So I sat there and looked at it and said, okay, it's a cute place, but I don't want it. I'm thinking something else. So I was bouncing back and forth, working in my friend's shop and that kind of stuff. Things wasn't working out. I would get invitations to work for other people in their shops, and then for some reason those relationships would break off. Then I find out later on those people were doing nothing but out for the money part. They wasn't really out to help anybody. Okay, so my angels basically led me a different direction to get me away from those people. And I didn't see until afterwards, but it did happen. So then I sit there and by the Blue Door, that's what they used to call it. It was a little dinky little shop, Blue Door. It was a 5-foot by 6-foot shop, you know. But until I made a conscious decision, I said, okay, guys, you keep pointing this thing out to me all the time. I finally buckled down and called the number. And as I was calling the number, the people said, my angel said, tell them that you want to pay $150 a month and a $50 deposit. I said, yeah, but I said, most people are being charged $300 for this. And my angel said, we don't care. We're saying, learn to ask for what you want, and you just might be surprised because you'll get it. So I sit there and said, okay. I called them up and said, okay, I want to pay $150 a month, $50 deposit. You know, those people called me back 3 days later and said, okay. So, you know, it's one of those things. But see, I was downtown. I went downtown to give some blood, give some plasma. I like doing that from like at least once a week just so I could give it back. I was walking down through there and they did it again. They said, walk into this really expensive furniture store. I'm like, okay, I'm looking for a little table. And they go, just walk in the store. You'll see what's going to happen. So I walk in the store, which was great. I loved all these tables I saw, but they were like $100 and $200 a piece. I said, that's not my budget. I said, angels, what'd you bring me in here for? They just said, keep walking. So this lady comes over and says, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, sure. Do you have any other tables? And she goes, yeah, some in the back. So she takes me to the back. There's still $100. I'm sitting there going, okay, I know my angels brought me in here for a reason. I just happen to turn to the right, and there's these tables in the corner. I said, what are you doing with those tables in the corner? She goes, oh, those are free. We're trying to get rid of those. It just hit me in my head at that moment. I didn't just get the table I needed for my shop. I actually got it for nothing. And that's what I'm saying with the situation. When you sit there and listen and you let them take you where you need to go, it's always going to be good. And it might just blow your socks off that everything you believed in about how things worked, they'll change your mind. So what I'm saying with you, you need to take I'm losing my mind here. You need to take a leap of faith and walk away from the situation that's not happy in favor of finding that happy situation. Because I feel like at the same time you basically go into a new relationship, you'll also be led somewhere else to also go work. It's just almost like it's a connection of working in a situation, also meeting the right person. Because some reason, I keep getting two, but I also get them two together.
Okay.
All right.
And then all right,
I will send her a shuffle on your cards, too, and I want you to tell me if I should cut this deck or not. Do they want to give you that one card?
Okay.
Should I cut the deck for you?
Sure.
All right. Let's see what we got here. With the situation, I keep getting that it's a four of coins or four of pentacles. To me, that card just keeps coming up about fairness. It keeps talking about, most people look at it as a hoarding card, but it's the idea of also focusing because it's got the coin on your head. It just says to me, focus on what you want to do. Focus on what you have in your mind, and the money will follow you. It also shows the ideal of having it in your hands, because you definitely want to have a hand-on-hand situation. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's exactly what you're going to get. You just need to focus more on it. Because right now, I feel like you're focusing more on how you don't like what's going on. So nothing's really going forward, and nothing's coming to light. Once you let that go and realize, okay, I already know what the problem is, let it go, and then start focusing on exactly what you want, I just feel like doors are going to open for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Please call back and tell us how it goes when you get that job,
okay,
that relationship, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, guys. Sorry about the first part of the show and having all those difficulties and everything else that went along with it. But I'd like to thank all my callers today. Really enjoyed them calling in and really appreciate their calls. So that was great. I love it. We're having Friday. Really want to go over the Friday thing, okay? We didn't really get the 10th caller today. And it's no problem because all the freaking mix-up with the phone and stuff. But definitely call in Friday. Our show Friday is going to be on at 6 p.m. Eastern when we're doing nothing but angel readings and psychic readings. So I'm going to call in for that because usually we try to keep it down to two questions and that kind of thing. But this time, we're just going to let go for 2 hours, okay? So call in. Call in and basically do all, ask anything you want to ask. Because we're definitely going to clear that one whole thing. But like I was saying before, with the situation in hand, when you work on certain relationships, especially if you work on with God and the angels, that kind of thing, it just seems like it really improves everything else in your life and your relationships and realize what's going on. Because it's one of those things of communication. So just open the communication to your angels. Sit down like you're sitting down at the table and having a little conference with your family. Just sit down and focus and let go and see. Because I think if you sit there and meditate long enough and look at the situation for what it is, you can feel everything around you and everyone. You'll start realizing that you have family and everything around the whole thing. So, you know, keep working on those relationships between God and the angels. And just the whole thing. So right now, thank you. You guys have a great night. And may God bless every minute of every day. So, talk to y'all later. See you Friday. Please call in. Love to hear from you.